Tommy, you're off on the trip that every Conference South team takes, but it's more than just a holiday for you.
Yeah, it's certainly not a holiday. We're going down there to do a job. We've prepared as best we can, and like you said, it is a different weekend for us with the long travel down to Truro. But the club are looking after the players. We're going down early, training on the way, and then staying overnight. So hopefully the lads will be well prepared for the game on Saturday.
Because although they're bottom of the table, Truro will still offer a threat.
Massively, you know, I think it's fallacy to think that just because they have been relegated that they're going to down tools. They're not that type of people. They couldn't be that type of people for to have taken it as long as they have under the circumstances they've been playing this season. And, you know, whatever happens to Truro City, the lads who've represented them there this season deserve a pat on the back, management, staff and players included. And I know from when we played them at our place, their merry band of supporters are really, really vocal, and they'll not make it easy for us.
One of my cliches is to call you sometimes Tommy's team for the future, but you need to be a team for the now, don't you, because you need the points.
We do. I mean, you know, we've made no secret about the fact that we feel that we've you know, not accrued the amount of points we felt we could have or should have with the lads we've used this season, but I still think we're in a strong position to be able to make sure we ensconce ourselves further up the table than we already are, and that's the aim.
How's the mood in the camp then?
Very good. We've had a little bit of illness in the camp this week, so we're going to have to just check on one or two of the lads. But, you know, I think Monday's result came as a bit of a body blow, really. You know, I thought we were excellent on Saturday at Bromley. Maybe the turnaround within the 48 hours was a little too much for some of the lads. You know, there weren't that many changes, but the ones that weren't changed did look a little weary, a little tired. And, you know, it's no surprise, it is very difficult to turn around from the Saturday to a Monday. And Welling did have that extra day, so, you know, our season won't be gauged on playing against a team that are probably going to win the league. It'll be against teams that, you know, are more in and around us, which is certainly what we've got over the next seven games.